is someone who wishes for the good of everyone, oneself included, with a recognition that as we become more sensitive to our experience, we recognize that it's not really possible to harm others and yet to be benefiting ourselves. Intentionally harming always takes a toll on the heart and the mind. And we can't be of much benefit to others if we neglect ourselves, our own well-being. So this Buddhist path of practice doesn't neglect either others or oneself. But this could also be a place where we can examine perspectives we have, perhaps some underlying beliefs. This idea of benefiting both others and oneself requires that we recognize that others' well-being, others' happiness, doesn't take up or doesn't diminish the supply of well-being, doesn't diminish the happiness that's available for us. It's not a zero-sum situation. Happiness, well-being, is infinite. There isn't a limited supply. But somehow we might have maybe a vague feeling that if other people are happy, then somehow I can't be happy. If they're having well-being, I can't, or that makes it less available for me. It also suggests that even though somebody's happy or experiencing some well-being at this moment, it doesn't mean that we condone or support all their other behaviors, all their behaviors. It doesn't mean it erases everything they've done. Just because we are experiencing well-being just means that we're experiencing well-being, happiness. We don't have to make it more complicated. And this idea of our practice benefiting both others and ourselves may encourage us, may create the conditions, may create the setting where we might be creative in thinking about what is for the greatest benefit, instead of maybe taking a smaller view, more immediate view. What's for the greater benefit for everybody? This might require some creativity. This might require doing things differently. It might not, too. It might not, too. I'd like to just open up the possibility that this idea of benefiting both self and others, having that intention might lead to something different, might lead to our having different behaviors or maybe modify some of our thinking. And to also recognize having this intention that the actions we do, the thoughts we have, the things we say benefit both self and others, doesn't mean that every single thought, action, word benefits both self and other. It's a spectrum. Sometimes we need to take care of ourselves, and we need to help ensure that we have the resources available to us, internal resources, maybe external resources, that allow us to show up and to think more creatively and to think bigger picture. Maybe we have some real needs. Maybe we're sick. So we're more at that end of the spectrum, taking care of ourselves. And there's the other end of the spectrum. Maybe there's somebody who really needs some help. And it's an inconvenience, or it's uncomfortable, or whatever it might be for us, but their need is great. Maybe can help support them. In this way, we can move back and forth a spectrum between practices, actions of body, speech, and mind that support others and support ours, while keeping the big picture in mind, so that we can be a wise person that benefits both self and others. So we can have this intention to support us, to benefit both self and others. Thank you.